Hello, and welcome back to Decoding the Crimeverse. My name is Danny, and I'm joined with. That's
Glory.
correct. And today, guys, if you read the title, I think my pun is so clever, and I deserve some credit for this. If you don't get it, that's your own business. No, I'm kidding. But today, we had some very interesting news come up in the past weeks of. Someone trying to kill President, well, former President Donald Trump. Now, if you know in American history, there's been a couple of assassination attempts. There's been four actual assassinations of presidents. It's Lincoln, Kennedy. I always forget the other two. I think one was Garfield, and I can't remember the fourth one. But the two famous ones are Lincoln and Kennedy. We have done both on the show. Both are so inter well, I nearly said entertaining. I meant interesting. But okay, I won't lie. The Abraham Lincoln one is a little bit entertaining because the assassin was. He did some very entertaining things for us as historians. But we are going to be looking at the assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life. And this took place on the 13th of July, which was a Saturday, in Pennsylvania. Butler Farm, okay, and he was obviously holding a rally. There are presidential elections coming up in November, so they were holding, I'm assuming, to gain support and speak about his views. And so we're going to go through the timeline first of the incident, and then we're going to look at the shooter. So at 5:51 p.m., this was 20 minutes before the shooting. This is the first recorded event. The Secret Service was actually notified that there was a suspicious person on the grounds with a range finder, which I'm assuming. I'm not an expert on guns. Do you know what a range finder is?
No.
I feel like it's probably. Let me
So,
Google.
do they describe the range finder as what the gun that
Well,
he
they said
possessed?
it was suspicious, so it must be something to do with shooting.
Well, judging by the name, I'll just guess a range finder would probably be like, I mean, guns that they use
It
for like the
no.
sniper attacks, like
It
long.
says an instrument for estimating distance,
Oh,
especially used
okay.
with a gun. Okay, that would make sense. If you're a sniper, you'd need to know the distance
Yeah.
between you and your target. Okay.
Because that's how
Okay.
they, that's what they use to calculate not
Yeah.
only the distance, but the wind speed and,
Okay, I suppose yeah, that
yeah.
all plays as a factor. So a minute later, they then again shared that there was this suspicious person, but local law enforcement didn't actually see a gun. Okay, they just saw he was walking with a duffel bag and this range finder. Now at 6:03, this is when Donald Trump took the stage and started speaking to the crowd. 6 minutes later, at 6:09, people, okay, in the crowd actually started alerting law enforcement to the gunman on the roof, okay, which was 410 feet away from the stage. And this was at least 2 minutes before the shot was fired. I won't lie, he wasn't really in the most concealed. He was very visible. The fact that, like, civilians had spotted him.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? And there's actually a video where one witness speaks about how they noticed a guy crawling, as in bear crawling on the roof, about 50 feet away from them. And so they started pointing out that he had the rifle and they could clearly see the gun. And so they actually dispatched a officer, but he had to fall back. I don't know why. But my thing is, apparently, quite a few people pointed out this gunman. Like, not one person, like, several people went to law enforcement. How did this guy even get a shot? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he was in broad. First of all, he's in broad daylight, okay, on a roof. And if you look at the rally, as I said, it was on a farm. So it's not like it was in a city where he could have been hiding in, like, a skyscraper. He's literally on a roof of a barn, basically. Okay, it's pretty obvious. So I don't understand how he got that far. But anyway, we then have 6:11, okay, and this was 5 seconds before the shot was fired, and this is when people start yelling that there's a man on the roof with a gun, and it even see it's it, there's video showing people actually fleeing. And
Yeah.
then there's another video which happened at also at 6:11, 4 seconds before he opens fire, and this shows people shouting, "He's there, he's there, he's there, he's there," and that's now when the security service start to turn their guns towards the shooter. The first shot was fired at 6:11:33 seconds PM, and this is when Trump was actually talking about immigration, and now the first shot was fired. 1 millisecond later, two more shots were fired, and all three shots came from Trump's right side. Okay, then 3 seconds later, several rapid gunshots were heard, and at least three more shots were fired, followed by what sounded like an outgoing shot as the crowd erupted into screams. We saw on video that the Secret Service snipers began to aim their guns in the direction of the gunman, and the final shot was heard 15 seconds later, and they neutralized the gunman, killing him with one round. So one round was fired. Clearly, they are much better snipers than the gunman was, because, yes, he shot multiple.
Yeah, well, he's a teenager.
He's 20. Okay, we'll get to him.
Oh, 20, not a teenager. Yeah. But, yeah.
So, apparently, this was assisted by a spotter. Then, Secret Service agents tried to get Trump off the stage as he had a grazed ear. Listen, if... Apparently, it was because he moved his head when he first heard the gunshot. Yeah. If he hadn't had heard that gunshot, it would have literally pierced through his brain. I promise you, God's hand was in that, because he should be dead.
Yeah, he should.
He really should be dead.
Because that shows you that sniper was actually on point. Yeah. Not necessarily that those guys were better shooters than him, because he grazed his face only because he moved.
Only because he moved. And I mean, that's a split second decision. So that's God's hand. Like, I can't say anything else.
There's no logical explanation to that.
There's no logical explanation. And the Secret Service then tried to obviously rush him off of stage. And I love this. He literally was like, no. And he puts his fist in the air saying, fight. And I think it's going to be one of the most iconic photos ever to be in history. It will go down in the history books. Unfortunately, one man was killed. He was 50-year-old Corey Comperator. I don't know how to pronounce that correctly, but he was a firefighter, and shame, he was shot and killed, and two people were injured, and they were critically wounded, and this was David Dutch, who was 57, and James Copenhaver, who was 74. At 6:14, Trump left the rally, and this was exactly 2.5 minutes after the last gunshot was heard, so this all happened hella fast, and he was evacuated to the Butler Memorial Hospital, and then at 6:40 he was cleared and he had begun receiving treatment. Obviously it had grazed his ear, and you can even see like there's like a graze on his cheek, shows how close that bullet was. Like, that's madness. It's honestly madness. And I saw he had a rally yesterday, and a whole bunch of the supporters came also with their ears bandaged in like support of him. So we now can look at the shooter, who was Thomas Matthew Crooks. That's funny, my two twin cousins are named Thomas and Matthew. Thomas Matthew Crooks, he, like I said, was brought under suspicion when he was spotted with the rangefinder and a duffel bag. Okay, he was 20 and he had two cell phones on him. Okay. It was said that he had come to the rally site the morning of the shooting, stayed for an hour, and then came back just before 5 p.m. Additionally, sources have said that he had signed up online to actually attend the shooting, the rally, to attend the rally a week early. Well, obviously, he knew there was going to be a shooting, but I'm not even going to lie, that's a little bit dumb. Because you've literally given them, like, if he had escaped, you'd literally given them your name on record because you signed up for it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, like, besides that, one thing that I find interesting that was discussed in the political show that was aired last week. If you put yourself in that position, you do know you're going to die, right?
Yeah, I know. Especially because, okay, like...
The question was, what was he thinking? Was he thinking at all? How do you go into that knowing you're going to die? Because you are going to die.
No, I agree. But You see, it would be, like I said, it would have been very different if this happened in New York and he was like in a skyscraper building, because that is much harder then for people to find where the shots come from. Do you get what I'm saying? No, they offer, when snipers are hitting the city and it's all these tall skyscrapers around you, it's very difficult to see where the shot has come from or determine where the shot has come from. Because also in the city, the sound echoes. So you can't tell where the direction of the shot came from, right? So with this set, in what I'm trying to point out was, he chose honestly the worst location to do it. Open on a barn roof. Like you said, he literally, like, what did he expect? Them not to fire back, guys. Anyway, so they opened up an investigation. They did over 200 interviews to find out what's happening. And investigators found posts on a gaming platform, right? For Thomas Matthew Crooks. And it was, the post reads, July 13th will be my premiere. Watch as it unfolds. Basically telling the world what he was going to do in, okay, very coded, but...
He's an idiot.
Yeah. Investigators determined that the post was legitimate. And they also found internet searches for both Trump and President Joe Biden on his phone. Okay. He also had search dates of Trump's rally in Pennsylvania and those of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. The suspect's phone was one of several devices that law enforcement investigators had collected as they worked to piece together a timeline of the assassination attempt. Okay. And I'm going to quote, this is from John Cohen, which, is the head of intelligence at the Department of Homeland Security, and he said, what was beginning to emerge is a portrait of a troubled young person who turned to violence. Cohen, who specializes in mass shooting, added that investigators may never actually determine the precise motive for the attack.
Yeah.
Because looking at the suspect's phone history, they actually couldn't determine his political views. So it wasn't like he was like an outright Democrat or an outright Republican. You know, because you know, Americans are very much, you are blue or you are red.
Yeah.
Like, they are very strong with this, okay? I find it so weird. Like, in South Africa, you don't even tell people who you vote for. Here in America, they literally have the...
Yeah, but
like,
it's developed on their political system.
Which no, I know, but for me, it's weird.
Yeah, well...
I know, but I don't live there, but still. They have also not been able to find any, like, digital footprint to affiliate the suspect with any like domestic terrorist group. So he really was working on his own. It's not like he came from an organization and or things like that. And I'm going to quote Cohen again. It says, likely it was a combination of mental health issues, ideological beliefs, and a sense of personal grievance, the same combination of factors present in almost every school shooting and mass casualty attack over the past several years. As with those incidents, the warning signs were there. They were just not recognized. The threat was real, but people around him did not understand what they were witnessing or how it could play out last Saturday. The FBI early on Sunday morning after the shooting had identified Crooks as the suspect, and the U.S. Secret Service had killed him at the scene. And again, he had registered as a Republican voter, so that's what he had registered as. But he had donated money to the progressive group. So it was kind of like, again, we don't know where he actually stood. As investigators analyzed the suspect's phone, they looked at his search history, which included the queries for Trump and Biden. But that search history didn't ultimately appear to reveal his political views. And law enforcement officials investigating the assassination attempt told lawmakers on Wednesday that 20 minutes had passed between the time the Secret Service first spotted Crooks on the rooftop and the time the first shots were fired. So there was 20 minutes between you when you saw him on the roof and when... Why did no one take him off the roof? 20 minutes is a long time. Do you know what I'm saying? This is what I don't understand about this. Is like, you see a guy on the roof who's not supposed to be there. Okay? Mm. Even if he didn't have a gun, were you not going to go up to him and be like, what are you doing? Why are you on the roof? Do you get what I'm saying? I don't know. That for me is a little bit like side eye.
Yeah, even just the fact that civilians noticed it and notified the authorities and nothing was done.
And especially because that one quote from the one civilian literally says he specifically, they could see the rifle. They could see it with their eyes. It's not like, it was, like I said, it was one thing if it was just a civilian on the roof, which it still should have then been checked out. But the fact that they could see this man with a rifle, he should have been taken off, like, immediately. Like, the fact 20 minutes passed is a bit ridiculous. If you get what I'm saying. I don't know. I kind of wish sometimes they didn't kill these people, because I would have loved to know why he did it. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, maybe have shot him, but, like, shot him in the arm.
What's the point of shooting?
So that they can arrest him and interview him so
closure. Yeah, the killer. So that you can get closure.
Yes, I want to know why. I hate it. I hate it when these people get killed and then I'm never going to find out the reason why. So same with, like, the mass shootings. Like, I want to hear what they have to say.
But let's say he was working for someone. Do you think that you're going to get to know why?
But you see, that's...
I don't think so.
You see, that's where I think that... So they obviously couldn't find any evidence that he was working with someone. But I feel like the fact they did kill him...
So that they don't expose that. The FBI tried to assassinate Trump.
Wow, guys, the same thing happened with Kennedy. If you look at the Kennedy assassination, they arrested the assassin. They knew where he was. They caught him, okay? And then Mans was shot on live TV. What?
Yeah.
How did that even happen? Do you get what I'm saying? How does that, like, what? Do you get what I'm, like, that was definitely planned. But I have whole conspiracy theories about Kennedy. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I just want to know. Because also, 20 is not old, eh?
It's not.
It's not old. I want to know what his family is saying. I mean, imagine your son is now the person to try to kill Donald Trump. Can you imagine? What do you do with yourselves? I just lock my doors. Wow. No, I'm not even lying. I'd actually just go
the
out
fact the that he managed to graze Donald Trump's ear... Shows that he's actually not gonna kill you if he's family, because he could have done it a long time.
I want to see where his family is. I don't know, maybe it doesn't say.
Yeah, well, you're not gonna get much information on him, especially if they're not trying
to. Yeah, if they don't want.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I can't believe he full on. I mean, I won't lie, he's gonna go down in history books. Because, I mean, an assassination attempt on a president is no small thing.
Not at all.
Not at all. But do you think he did it for that? For, like, you know when people just want, like, fame?
Fame or attention.
Attention.
But then you die right after.
Yeah, but it's that whole thing of then my legacy will live on forever. Because
that's
no
so
one's
dumb.
Gonna... I know, but people are mentally unstable these days. So, I don't know. Because, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, with Abraham Lincoln, the guy had a clear aim. With Kennedy, the real guy, the aim's a bit iffy. But if you look at Kennedy, go listen to our Kennedy show. I'm not going to get into that now. But, like, when there's assassination attempts, there's, like, a pure motive. Like, with Lincoln, it was obviously the whole Civil War slavery vibes there. You know, again, go listen to our Abraham Lincoln show. I want to know what was his motive? What was the point? I would understand if he was part of, like, some cult or drastic Democrat movement, or, like, this Democrat who literally has the Democrat symbol tattooed on his back. You get what I'm saying? But, like, there is no motive. But I feel like that always happens. I feel like that's what... It's when there's a cover-up. They take someone... And use a scapegoat. And I'm telling you, probably some conspiracy, yeah. But you know what? I feel like we'll never know, because we never find out these things.
Yeah.
And it drives me mad. But it's fine. It's fine. We're just very grateful that... And I know it's heartbreaking that one person was killed, but a lot more could have been injured. It could have been a lot worse. And we're very grateful that President Trump wasn't killed. But yeah, his security must be amped up so much more now.
Yep, definitely.
Like,
probably goes to the toilet with security.
I wouldn't be surprised. Check all the bathrooms. But that is all for this show. If any news develops, we will always bring it to you. But otherwise, we really hope you have a good week. We will see you same time, same place next week. Goodbye.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.